the Selective Service System, submitted a proposed rule to the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs on March 30, 2026, outlining the implementation of automatic registration for military draft-eligible men, scheduled to begin in December 2026. The rule follows the passage of the Fiscal Year 2026 National Defense Authorization Act, signed into law by President Trump in December 2025, which mandated automatic enrollment of all male United States citizens and immigrants between the ages of 18 and 25 into the Selective Service System. The agency described the change as transferring responsibility for registration from individual men to the Selective Service System through integration with federal data sources. The agency described the associated staffing adjustments as a workforce realignment. The legislative effort to automate registration originated in the House Armed Services Committee in May 2024, where language was incorporated into the annual defense authorization bill by Representative Chrissy Houlihan, Democrat of Pennsylvania, who characterized the change as a cost-saving and equity measure. Prior to the change, registration numbers had been declining since the federal student loan application process removed its registration option, which had previously accounted for nearly one quarter of all annual registrations. Men who failed to register face ineligibility for federal programs and possible jail time. The Selective Service System costs approximately $30 million per year to operate. The agency noted that resources previously directed toward public education and advertising campaigns to encourage registration will be redirected toward readiness and mobilization. The Selective Service System was established in 1917 and used to induct soldiers during the First World War. It was reinstated in 1940, marking the first peacetime draft in United States history, and remained in operation through the Second World War, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. The draft ended in 1973 with the transition to an all-volunteer military force. The registration requirement was reinstated in 1980 by President Carter following the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. No draft has been called since. The system has not inducted anyone since 1973. The registration requirement has remained continuously in effect for 46 years without activation. The proposed rule was submitted on March 30, 2026. The United States military operation against Iran, Operation Epic Fury, was in its fifth week on that date. The last formal congressional declaration of war was issued on June 5, 1942, when Congress declared war on Bulgaria, Hungary, and Romania during the Second World War. Since that date, the United States has conducted military operations in Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran, among other engagements, without a formal declaration of war. Operation Epic Fury has not been designated a war. A ceasefire framework was agreed on April 7, 2026. 13 U.S. service members were killed during the operation. Automatic registration for the draft begins in December. The draft has not been used since 1973. Sources for this analysis are available at asiop.com/rabbittrails.